Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday through Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exobian caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamConvos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
I'm way up. I feel blessed. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the Ice Cream Convos morning show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 9 a.m., despite what our theme song says. I'm your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is Wednesday, April 13th, and my good word of the day is, your future is as bright as your faith. Now, come on now. Now, I need y'all to listen.
Hey.
Your future is as bright as your faith. Now, Carla and I both, we believe in the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the non-religious man's way of saying have faith. And basically, you know, whatever you focus your mind on, whatever you truly believe in, which equals faith, is what will manifest in your life. So you have to live in a state of gratitude and be thankful for everything that you have, but you also need to focus on the things that you want to transpire in your life, not the things you don't want. You don't want to ride down the street thinking, Lord, I do not need to get pulled over because my license is suspended, because you're going to see them blue lights behind you. You need to focus on focus on Jesus. Help me get to my location.
You know what?
That is where you're focused.
Be serious though. We are serious though. Honestly.
Yes.
We laughing and we joking, but you have to. You gotta keep in mind. You cannot focus on the things. I'm glad you said that. The things you don't want. So that's what a lot of us do a lot of times, so, you know.
Yep, that's what we do. We tend to focus on the things that we don't want, and then when it show up, then we like, dang, see, I knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
Yes, of course, because that's what you've been thinking about all day long.
That's
yes,
right.
That's what's going to happen.
Thoughts become things.
That is absolutely beautiful. Now, let me just tell you this. One last example. You ever be thinking about somebody, and then you run into them where they just call you out the blue? That's the law of attraction.
That's the
law of attraction.
I think it's creepy.
You thought about
it's them. So creepy. Yeah.
You was just talking about them, and then they pop up. You was just thinking about them, and they call, or you run into them. So that's just
that's
a small
amazing.
Example of how, you know, how powerful your mind is. Imagine if you could just get your mind on a positive wavelength, like super duper 60-watt positivity. Can you imagine?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think Tyler Perry's one of those people. I might be wrong, but.
DJ Khaled.
Oh, that's a great example. Absolutely. DJ Khaled. He stay on that way. Man.
They don't want you to be positive. Listen, DJ Khaled running around here with his major key alerts and all his positivity.
Okay.
And now he done locked down a new deal with Epic. He done signed to Rock Nation. DJ Khaled out here winning. He's sitting on Ellen, y'all. He was sitting on Ellen.
Wow.
Okay.
And you know, he made it to Ellen.
He made it to Ellen. He is Poppington. So that is my good word of the day. All right, Carla, you know what time it is.
The legendary Al Green turned 70 today. I can call him a legend, right?
Yes, you can.
Al Green's a legend, right?
Yes, you can.
You know, because I know Al had a couple run-ins, and I, you know, you get different opinions about Al Green sometimes. You know what I'm saying, though? So. he's a legend to us, but no, very, very special happy birthday to Al Green. So, what's your favorite Al Green song, real quick?
Yes. I'm so in love with you.
You better do
it. Hey, whatever you want. Baby, put down the grits.
Yes.
Put down the grits.
You're wrong. Yeah, so very, very special happy birthday to Al Green. Enjoy your day. And lastly, we only have two birthdays today. Well, I guess he's a rapper, singer, Ty Dolla $ign. It is Ty Dolla $ign. What? Rapper, singer, I guess both.
Okay.
He turns 31 today. So, happy
okay,
birthday
Ty Dolla $ign.
To
I like
Ty
him.
Dolla $ign. Yeah, I like him too. But he don't sing and rap.
Yes. Because isn't he the one that said he's paranoid because he got two of his girls in the club at the same
paranoid.
Time?
Yeah,
maybe I'm just paranoid.
Yeah, that's the jam right there. That's the jam right there. That's the jam. That's the jam.
Yes, yes. So that's it for Celeste today. You got any special birthday shout-out?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
I don't know too many April.
I gotta say, but oh, let me just go ahead and do this. Yesterday,
okay.
I forgot it was my brother-in-law's birthday yesterday, so I give a happy belated birthday to my brother-in-law, Eric. So I don't, well, I didn't
happy birthday, Eric.
I just didn't get a chance to say it. That's what I'll say. Because, you know, you don't want to tell nobody you forgot the date that you're born. So I didn't forget.
It
just kind of slipped my mind a little something yesterday because, you know, we were having a lot of technical, issues.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
So
yeah.
I need Jesus to bind the technical man before I go upside his head today, okay? That's what we want.
Yes.
So, yes, as Carla said, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating a birthday today. Enjoy your day. All right. Okay, so, Carla, now, you know, anytime that we do the morning show, sometimes we have those stories that we will have to keep coming back to, especially if it's a big story. So I want to kick off today's show by following up on this Will Smith case. Now, you know, yesterday, guys, once we got off the air, Carla and I had, like, a great discussion because, of course, the show is only 30 minutes, and we can't be chatty-patty. So we had a great conversation about different theories when it came to what actually happened. I mean, I tapped into my inner Law and Order, and Carla tapped into her Judge Mathis, and we was just going at it. So, one of the big things that we discussed yesterday actually came out later in the day, and it took everything in my power not to call Carla like, girl.
Yes,
G-W-O-R-L. So, New Orleans police released a statement saying that Will Smith had a loaded weapon in his car at the time of the shooting. Now, there's been some debate, especially among the ICCers on our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/icecreamconvos, a debate about whether or not that really has an impact on what actually happened in New Orleans on Saturday night. So the thing is, you know, in the discussion that you and I even had, Carla, we were like, well, did he really have a gun? Like, was a gun brandished? Was a gun, you know, was there really a gun in the car? Did he really pose a threat to Hayes in order for Hayes to feel like he needed to get his gun and retaliate? So the police have now said that Will Smith did have a loaded 9mm handgun in his car, as Hayes also had a revolver in his car, but neither of those weapons were fired during the deadly encounter. Hayes had another gun on him. So my question to you is, for all the people who talk about what a great guy Hayes is and how, you know, the media is painting him out to be this, that, and the third, and he's a great guy and the media got him effed up, who needs to ride around with two guns in the car, both loaded, and now you pulling out a gun? The other gun they found in the car wasn't even the one that he used to kill Will Smith.
Yeah,
so, Carla, your thoughts? I'm a chill in the cut.
I mean, my thought, you know, I totally feel like he was dead wrong. He's a murderer. But on the legal end, we got to look at, you know, both sides. On the legal end, this makes a difference to me in the level of charges, I guess, because even though he had two guns, you know, in the United States of America, if you're licensed, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's a right. But I totally feel like I still feel the same way that I feel. It's murder. It's flat out murder, because he was shot in the back. I don't care what gun he had or anything. He could have made the 911 call right after the hit and run. That's my issue right there, was when the 911 call
was
made.
Hold on. According to the report I read yesterday, he did call 911 after the hit and run. I'm glad I could fill that in for you right quick.
Oh, wow. Really? Mm-hmm. See, I didn't even know. So right after the hit and run, he called.
Yep, according to one report.
Okay.
Because, see, the thing is, sometimes you get all these different reports. But according to the report, according to the Associated Press, he did indeed call 911 after the hit and run. But I want to go back to the surveillance video real quick, because yesterday I was able to view the surveillance video of the initial hit and run. Carla, something in my spidey senses is telling me that this was a setup from the get-go, and I'm going to tell you why. Why would Hayes just pump his brakes and stop in the middle of the street? No street light, no stop sign, no nothing. You just come
but
to a complete
know,
stop in the middle of the street.
Right.
Now,
but
could it have been one of those? Would it? Could it possibly have been, you know, Will was following too closely, and you know how you do the jerk brake thing, you know,
right,
to get off my behind, get off my behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he bumped him, he pulled over, and then that's when Will took off. Now, I really would have like to have known what would have happened if Will initially pulled over after the first hit and run. Because of the fact that Will took off and then Hayes had to go pursue him, that's where I think the levels of anger increased. And that's when it became more.
It's definitely road rage.
Yeah, but so I just wanted to touch on that really quick. And as each day, as more information comes out, we'll be sure to let you know first thing in the morning. You know, you can visit icecreamcombos.com, you know, daily, a couple times a day, however much you need to go. Just for any updates, you know, yesterday I posted video of the surveillance video, the hit and run. I posted the information about the gun. I also posted information about how they're planning to allow fans and the public to come and mourn Will Smith, because they're going to have his casket at the Saints training facility, I believe. I'm just calling it off the top of my head, but I believe they're going to have it at the training facility. Now, I referred to it as a memorial service, but they're now saying that it will not be a memorial service, that they will just have, like, photos and video montages of him. I believe it's going to be a closed casket situation. So if you want information about that, if you are in the area, if you are a fan, you're planning to travel to the area, you want information about that, it is available at icecreamcombos.com. But again, just a senseless, ridiculous, and I feel like we will never know what happened. Not what truly happened.
We'll never know the truth.
We're
going to
know. Yep. We're only going to know what they want us to know. So the only person who, at this point who truly knows what happened is Hayes and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
And the little white man that was on the side spilling all the tea. He know, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he do.
He know,
the
too.
The majority of what happened. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so shout out to Willow Smith. Willow Smith is gracing the latest cover of Teen Vogue. And inside, you know, Willow Smith is one of those, I like Willow, even though she's too weird for my personal taste, but I like her. And the reason why I like her is because she is not afraid to just be who she is, regardless of outside opinions. You know, we all feel like,
especially
we need
in
to
this day and age,
especially
with,
in this day and
age, young people, absolutely,
with young people, you got so many kids that are killing themselves, hurting themselves, trying to augment their bodies at home, just ridiculous stuff in order to try to fit in. And I love the fact that she walks to the beat of her own drummer. Now, when she starts talking about them galactic aliens and chakras and all that stuff, she kind of loses me a little bit, okay, because I'm Baptist. I'm Baptist. I don't know nothing about a chakra, okay?
I know, that's right.
But with that being said, I just love how she's just an individual. And it really saddens me when I post pictures of her on the ICC fan page and grown adults come in and call her ugly. And like, you are part of the problem. You know, we are supposed to build these young people up. Exactly.
Absolutely.
We are supposed to build these young people up, not tear them down with our personal opinions of what beauty is supposed
to be.
One of the things that I liked yesterday in the article, she talked about her special relationship with Jaden, who has also been labeled as a weirdo. But she says, we are like binary stars, like two parts of one thing. She said, I know what he's thinking at all times, and he knows what I'm thinking. We are not identical twins, but it feels like that in a lot of ways. And I think that is so sweet for a brother and sister to have that type of connection. So, you know, shout out to Willow. I got love for the Smiths. You know, I love them.
Absolutely.
I love them. I'm just waiting on the invitation from Will and Jada to come through. Just waiting for the invitation to come through. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time.
Bye, Bobby. Oh, my gosh.
Waiting on my invitation. For those who have been listening to the ICC Morning Show for a very long time, you guys already know what the invitation is about. So 50 Cent. Now, 50 Cent is the richest broke person I know. Okay. Now, 50 Cent had this bankruptcy case. You know, he filed for bankruptcy to try to get out of paying creditors and paying Rick Ross's baby mama. And then the bankruptcy turned around and bit him in the behind when the judge started putting him on blast and carrying on, thought it was a game. He really thought it was a game. He would get on social media, post these little shady pictures with bands in his waist, you know, in the waist of his pants and spelling out broke with stacks of money. So now, and then say the money is fake. And then, right. And then set himself up for a counterfeit money charge. Then after that, got in his feelings talking about how the system is set up to tear down a rich black man because they don't want him to have nothing. Boy, bye. Let me grab my violin and strum your pain with my fingers. I do not have time for 50 Cent and that foolishness. So now that it's become bigger than he wanted it to be, he's ready to go ahead and settle it out and shut it down. So he and his attorneys have come up with a $23 million agreement to satisfy his debtor. Now, in the $23 million. I did say $23 million, right? I feel like I said $25 million. $23 million. Okay, settlement to go ahead and satisfy his, debtors. So, now many of you want to know, well, how does that affect Rick Ross's baby mama? Rick Ross's baby mama was given a judgment of $7 million. She's decided to settle for $6 million. Boo, I feel you. I'm not coming down that much.
Word.
I'll let you marinate off of $1 million, but I want my $6 million. Listen, for $6 million, y'all can post a sex tape.
And I gotta break the lawyers
off. Y'all can pay a sex tape. Listen, $6 million. Listen,
that's
what
a
time
lot of
y'all
bread.
Need? I will have hair. I will do hair in my own makeup. And I bring my body shaper. What time do y'all need me to be there? Listen. I know my family will be upset, but I will go ahead and fill up their bank accounts until they feel better about
it.
So
with
that being said, they will be all right. So in other news, I always love when people can squash their beefs and come together and, you know, and hold hands and sing kumbaya. So here it is. Erykah Badu and Azalea Banks. Now, y'all know I do not like Azalea Banks. If Azalea Banks was on fire, I would basically unscrew the hydrant and let the water go down the drain. I just don't like this chick. I just don't like her. And the reason why I don't like her, absolutely, she is what I like to refer to as conflict-driven. Anytime there's an opportunity to start some mess, to argue with somebody, to talk crazy about somebody, or to be offensive or nasty, she will jump at the opportunity. So I just don't like it. And I don't like the fact that it happened over a year ago that a fan asked Erykah Badu if she listens to Azalea Banks' music. And she said, I tried. And that would have been my response. I tried.
Yeah.
I just can't get jiggy with it. And neither could Erykah. Well, Azalea took offense and started coming at the queen, Miss Badu, crazy. Talking about she jealous of her. She jealous. She too old to understand good music. She feel as if her existence is wasting away. So she's trying to fire shots at the young people who got it popping right now. Child, please.
Child is very delusional.
Please. Is that what we're doing, Azalea Banks? She is.
What's the name of her? Name me one song. Like, I can't even name you a song. Let me tell you. Like,
I ain't gonna lie to kick it.
Wow.
So, you know, basically yesterday they had their little kumbaya moment, Erykah Badu. The funny thing to me is it happened the same place it popped off on Twitter. And so yesterday Azalea Banks said, I apologize for all the stupid things I said in response. I honestly look up to you. I think you're incredible. Erykah Badu says, sis, one thing I know for sure about you, all caps, is that you are an advocate for your folks. For that, I humbly apologize. Azalea said, okay, I accept and unblocked. I grew up on your music and got my mother and you got my mother through a lot of heartbreak and pain. And then she said, was very taken aback and hurt when you threw threw me shade. I'm glad it's over now. My mother will be very happy. Erica Badu said, yes, sis, and put a heart. So now they done squashed that beef, and now they can move forward. Now, do I think Erica Badu is at home right now jamming to Azealia Banks? No.
Not at all.
It's no need to have
no
reckless beef over something so stupid. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Let's move right along now. Kyrie Irving, your boy went through it a little bit because he lost his woman, you know,
a little while ago.
And, you know, he had to find out the hard way. I don't care what Kyrie Irving says. He did not know that Kalani had went back to party next door. I don't care.
Nah, he didn't. Yeah.
The way she reacted to the news coming out let me know that it did not go down the way that Kyrie tried to tell us it went down.
Exactly.
So, he may have lost his woman, but he's gained a new business venture. Kyrie Irving is now partial owner and the brand ambassador of Skull Candy. Now, Skull Candy makes earphones, the little funky earbuds with the skull heads, and what else they make, Carla?
Bluetooth speakers, and they do a lot of audio stuff. I know they do Bluetooth speakers and things like that, so that's a little bit of look for him.
All right, well, congratulations. Very cute in his little promo picture. And so he's so excited. He took to Instagram on yesterday to share his exciting news. And Kyrie told all of his fans, he said, Skull Candy and I are taking it to another level. I'm happy to announce I'm now an owner and ambassador of the brand. Looking forward to the opportunity to grow and create with a great team. You go ahead, Kyrie. Get your basketball team together, though. Y'all can make it back to the championship. Okay.
You ain't right.
Work on your
basketball. Let the boy live. That's
okay.
A great look, though.
Congratulations, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie's a cutie, too. He got, like, that old man, young face stuff. Yeah, so congratulations, Kyrie. Congratulations, Kai Kai.
Yes.
You know we got to give him a nickname. He Kai Kai.
Yeah, he's got to be Kai Kai.
So tonight is Kobe Bryant's final NBA game. And
man, can you believe it?
Yeah, man, it's pretty much of a big deal for those who are fans of NBA and of Kobe Bryant and the Lakers dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw where the Lakers are going to put his numbers on the floor tonight. It's going to be a big deal. So
it is a big deal though.
Yeah, even though I'm not a fan of the Lakers that much, I think I will make an effort to tune in to tonight's game because I know it's going to be a lot of bells and whistles for the young lad. Look, for the young old lad.
You got to be honest. Honestly, and people might get mad at this, you got to look at this as like when Michael Jordan played his last game. Well, the first time. Not in that Wizards uniform.
Listen.
I'm saying, it's similar.
We need an eraser on history to erase that whole situation with Michael Jordan coming back as a Wizard. We need to erase all of that.
It's stamped in our heart forever. It's just there.
I want to erase Michael Jordan in the Wizards uniform as bad as Tyronn Lue wants to erase Allen Iverson stepping over him.
Yeah, that was a great analogy. I love that. That was good.
Yeah. So while this is going to be a big deal with Kobe Bryant tonight. Now everyone is trying to get a piece of that Kobe attention. So yesterday on The Real, Tamar Braxton revealed she went on a little datey date with Kobe back in the day. Listen to this, y'all.
I remember first meeting Kobe in Philly. Right, this is when he first got drafted. Right.
Yeah.
And we kind of went on like a friendly date, sort of. We went to Fridays and discovered we was like homies.
He actually was a guest star on Sister Sister.
Yeah. What?
And I can remember my sister and I just looking at him, and we had the biggest crush on him. And yes, we did. And then he took Brandy to prom. Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was really, really focused. I can remember it. Congratulations.
Really, really nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Tamara was like, listen, I had a crush too. I was like, okay, well, sister, listen, everybody was trying to get a piece of that Kobe pie, but Kobe wanted some Vanessa pie, okay? Kobe like, listen, y'all black girls cool and stuff, we can go to the prom and we can go to Fridays, but when it's time for me to procreate, I'm going to need this little Latino over here, okay? So, shout out to Kobe. Vanessa's been doing her own stunting on social media, but it's a very exciting time for their family, and I know it's going to be hard for him, because when you love something, especially like the game of basketball, it's pretty hard just to, I won't be going
going to the gym no more. But I know where Kobe's knees are. He probably happy. He like, oh, Lord, let me just sit down and rub my knees.
But that competitive nature, he's got that competitive. It's going to be hard for him because, you know, it, when you're a competitor, it's in you. So, I mean, maybe he'll step in. I think he'll end up being like an owner versus a coach.
Well, listen.
But I think I can see him in the front office.
All I'm saying is don't be surprised if Kobe come running out onto the court like that little boy did with Carmelo. Don't be surprised if Kobe come running on the court trying to play. Ain't even suited up in a pair of jean shorts. In a pair of jean shorts and some Mamba sneakers or something.
Though.
Yeah, some
jean
shorts.
Oh, not the jean shorts.
Rolled up at the D, some jean shorts. So shout out to Kobe. Before we close, I want to talk about your girl, your play cousin, our favorite Nubian sister, Rachel Dolezal.
Oh,
Rachel Dolezal says she's your faux queen. Come on now.
Wow.
So Rachel Dolezal appeared on the Today Show yesterday because it's been a year since she got exposed and outed, exposed, whatever you would like to refer to it as. But she revealed that she is now working on a book about racial identity. And let me just tell you why she said she was inspired to write the book. She says, I've had a lot of stories from people around the world about their lives being somehow caught between boundary lines of race or culture or ethnicity. It's about this larger issue of if you don't fit into one box and if you don't stay there your whole life, being identified from birth as who you are, what does that look like? Race didn't create racism, but racism created race. She's not going to Al Sharpton me or Jesse Jackson. But she goes on to say, I'm really excited to write the book and get into addressing some of the issues I've researched for many years. And I hope to eventually get back into teaching. I have some speaking engagements coming up. I just did TED Talk, and that will be online soon. So I'm just looking forward to getting back into racial and social justice work. So, shout out to Rachel Dolezal. Some of you said, some of our ICCers said that, yes, they do plan to scoop her book when it comes out. Listen.
Okay.
For me, like, once you tell me a lie, I'm kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cash out, and I'm definitely not going to put no money in your pocket because I feel like Rachel.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You know, Rachel could have fought for the cause just as much being Rachel Dolezal, a white woman who loves black culture, as Rachel Boonquisha Dolezal.
Exactly.
Okay? Well, so with that being said, you know, congratulations to Rachel. Now, the book is supposed to come out in 2017, and it will be published by Ben Bella Books. So, that should be interesting. So shout out to Rachel Dolezal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I borrowed from one of y'all.
I will borrow it from one of y'all.
I'm like you. I can't put no. I'm not going to act like I'm not like curious or whatever. But I'm not. I'm not putting no bread. I'm like you. Once you lie to me, it's kind of cash out. But maybe good. It maybe a good read.
Yeah. Y'all let me know. Y'all let me know how it goes. Y'all let me know.
Yeah.
Give me a heads up. So So shout out to Rachel Dolezal. If you want more on that story and to see her latest do, you can visit icecreamcombos.com. So we're getting ready to wrap up, and we want all of you to have a happy hump day, hump responsibly.
Yes.
Enjoy your day. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you like to play on social media. We are there. And visit icecreamcombos.com all day, every day, to get your delicious scoops of entertainment. So thank you. Tell a friend about our podcast. Thank God. God is good. He touched our podcast.
God is great. Did not have
any issues. I guess that engineer knew I meant business yesterday. I think he knew I meant business. He saw it. My eye was twitching. All right. So I love you guys, and you have a fantastic day.
Yes, love y'all.
Back here tomorrow morning. All right. Take care. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, y'all.